This is Get Thee a Wife, a Much Ado About Nothing fanfic written by Imaginary Golux and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairings Beatrice Benedict, Claudio Hero, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Modern Setting, Accidental Marriage, Las Vegas Wedding, Drunkenness, and was written for February Ficlet Challenge 2022. This work is the sequel to A Rare Parrot Teacher, also recorded by Raina Jenkins. Summary. Claudio and Hero have agreed that letting either Beatrice or Benedict propose will end in disaster. Clearly, the solution is to get them safely married as fast as possible. Beatrice leans against Hero's shoulder, giggling delightedly at what was honestly a very bad joke. Hero grins and glances over at Claudio, who has Benedict draped over him and ugly laughing with glee. They're rather in the way, but the crowds passing to and fro on the packed Vegas streets part to go around them, some of the passers-by laughing in solidarity with a drunken couple. Time? Hero mouths. Claudio nods. Hey, he says to Benedict, you know what would be hilarious? What? Benedict slurs. You should get married, Claudio says. Beatrice almost falls over with the force of her guffaw. Hero only barely catches her. He doesn't want to marry me. Oh, shit, Benedict slurs. She doesn't want to marry me. Horrible woman. Ape leader. Awful flirt, Beatrice shoots back. Parrot teacher. And would you do it if you did? Hero asks, before they can get into a slap fight. Again. Beatrice pauses, then slowly nods. Yeah. Yeah, can't let him out marry me. Nah, anything he does, I can do better. Hey, no, you don't get to win that easy, Benedict objects, pushing away from Claudio and pointing in the rough direction of the nearest wedding chapel. His arm wavers dramatically. I'll outmarry you, right there. Hero and Claudio grin at each other and stare their friends carefully into the chapel, making sure neither of them trips on the stairs. Beatrice wakes up with a splitting headache to the sound of her boyfriend groaning in agony.
Fuck, what was in those jello shots?
I told you not to try to outdrink Hero, Beatrice mutters, sitting up slowly. Some kind soul has left aspirin and water on the bedside table. She reaches for them, and then stops, staring at her own hand. Ben, she says slowly, are you wearing a ring?
A what?
Benedict says, and then,
oh shit.
It's a rather nice ring. Plain gold with rounded edges, thin enough that it won't get in the way, but it is definitely a ring Beatrice was not wearing last night. Well, the bits of last night she remembers. I'm going to kill Claudio, Beatrice decides, as soon as I can think through this fucking headache.
I'll help, Benedict says, as long as you share those painkillers.
When they make it down to breakfast, well, brunch, really, Hero and Claudio are waiting for them with big smiles and tall glasses of orange juice. What the hell? Beatrice says, sitting down hard and taking a glass with a glare.
Why? Benedict agrees, plaintively.
Well, Claudio says, we feared this might prevent your proposals from going
well, catastrophically wrong. Proposals? Plural? Benedict blurts, sitting up straight and giving Beatrice a wide-eyed look.
I was just going to give you a ring over breakfast,
Beatrice grumbles into her juice.
I know you, Hero says gently. You'd have gotten all worked up and ended up flinging it at his face.
Beatrice glowers. Benedict snickers.
You would, he agrees.
Don't you gloat, Claudio says. You are going to rent a hot air balloon.
Why? Beatrice demands, boggling at him.
Seemed like a good idea at the time, Benedict mutters, hunching over his juice glass.
You hate heights, Beatrice says.
See, Hero grins. So we figured we'd just short-circuit the whole problem.
Congratulations, you're married, and we have video.
Oh, God. Beatrice and Benedict groan in perfect unison.
On Claudio's laptop screen, the officiant gives Beatrice and Benedict a deeply dubious look.
Are you sure about this?
He asks Claudio. This is how they show affection, Claudio says, sighing as Beatrice pokes Benedict in the nose and Benedict goes slightly cross-eyed looking at her finger.
Ben, do you want to marry Beatrice?
Unreasonably so,
Benedict says. Hero chuckles.
Beatrice, do you want to marry Benedict?
An utterly ridiculous amount, yes, Beatrice admits.
Well then, says the officiant brightly, clapping his hands. Beatrice looks away from the computer to see Benedict has gone bright red and looks about as mortified as she's feeling.
Well, she says, in vino veritas, I suppose.
Benedict grins a little weakly at her.
At least now I've got proof you like me, my dear Lady Disdain. Beatrice laughs. Oh, shush, she says, and leans over to kiss her husband silent.
The end.